The first reading today, the wise man tells us that the passing, the age that is honorable comes not with the passing of time, nor can it be measured in terms of years, but rather it is about an unsullied life. And so, in other words, traditionally we have looked at things and said, well, as people get older, there is great wisdom. But we also know that there are some elderly people who are not very good people. They haven't been their whole life, and they continue to not be. So the fact that somebody has achieved a certain number of years doesn't automatically make them a good person or even make them very wise. Some people are wise in the ways of the world. They're wise in the ways of evil. But what God is looking for is wisdom in the ways of God. And that, as we were just told in the reading, can come in just a few years. We look at some of the saints. We have children who are saints. We have saints whose writings are causing great conversions, great changes in people's spiritual life, from people who were just very young. Think of Saint Therese. She was made a doctor of the church because of the number of people that she has affected by her writing. Her writing is about that thick. She was 24 years old when she died. And yet, the story of a soul continues to be among the best-selling books. The wisdom that is there from the holiness of this person. Saint Therese of the Andes is another one whose writings are touching the hearts of lots of people. She was 19 when she died. So again, we look at some of the saints who died when they were quite elderly and left behind them an immense treasury for us. And when we look at some of these young people, and while they didn't necessarily write a lot, the treasury is just as immense in just a little bit. And so we begin to see that God will work with different people in different ways. Obviously, he wants all of us to be saints. Part of that has to do with our own cooperation, but part of it has to do with his providence. There are some people, for instance, we look at some of the saints who have done amazing things with people who are very broken in whatever way. But in order for the saint to do that, oftentimes, they had to go through the same brokenness. They had to go through the same problems and struggles so that they could be more compassionate with these people who are having their own struggles. Consequently, some of those people didn't live a very good life earlier on. They had a conversion somewhere along the line, and now, in their later years, they are able to do immensely great work. Other people, God chooses when they're very, very young to make them exceedingly holy. I always marvel again at somebody like a Saint Therese who said when she was 3, she decided she wanted to be a saint. When I was 3, I was probably building with blocks. You know, the last thing on my mind was, oh, what I really want is to be a saint. And here this young woman, this little girl, decides that she wants to be a saint. She puts her mind to it, and that's where she sets her path. By the time she's 24 years old, she's reached a state of perfection, and she gets to God. She gets to get out of here and go to heaven. Would that it would happen that way with all of us, but it generally doesn't. There are only a few select souls that God will do that with. The rest of us, he works with more ordinary things. But he takes each one of us where we're at. He knows our personalities. He knows our gifts, our talents, our abilities, all the different things that are there. And he will work with each one of us individually. So when we see the different saints and what they've been able to do and how God has worked with them, then each one of us needs to ask, what is it that God wants to do with me? Again, don't look at anybody else. Because when you look at the saints, there are thousands of ways to become a saint. Some of the saints did similar things, but each one did it according to their personality and according to the grace of God. And so now for us, what does God want of you? How does he want to make you a saint? It may not be in the way that you think that it will. Again, you look back at Saint Therese. She's the patron saint of missionaries. She was in a monastery. She never went on a missionary trip in her life. But she had such a love for souls and was willing to pray and offer her sacrifices and sufferings for those who were in the missions, that she became the patroness of the missions. And so on one hand, it might have looked as though God was calling her to be a missionary. He wasn't. Her mission was to be hidden and to pray, which is the most important of all of the things in the church. But it is also one of them that is held in the least esteem because people don't understand it. So maybe God is calling you to pray, to live a hidden life. Maybe he's calling you to work with the poor. Maybe he's calling you to work with the elderly. Maybe he's calling you to work in whatever other way. It doesn't matter what it is that he wants. The question is, what does he want of you? Because the only way you're going to find the fulfillment in your life is doing God's will. And we have to be very careful because God's will is oftentimes very different from what we would assume it might be. So pray and seek him, because even if he's asking you to do something that's very active, you still have to pray. Mother Teresa of Calcutta understood that very well. If you're going to go out and work with the poor, she knew what that was going to require of these women. It was going to suck all the energy out of them. And she knew that they had to be able to fill everything up before they could spend it. And so she required that they had to have this rather profound prayer life in order to go and work with the poor. So no matter what it is that God is asking of you, you can be guaranteed that at the foundation of it is going to be prayer. Because it has to be God working through us. Otherwise, it's just me going out there and doing whatever I think I ought to be doing. And we have to look at it and say, nobody's going to be saved by me. They're saved by the Lord. And if it's not the Lord that people see working through me, remember Jesus told us that, let your light shine so brightly that when people see your good works, they will give glory to your Father in heaven. Not that they will glorify you because you're so wonderful, but they saw God working through you and they could glorify God. That doesn't happen without the prayer life. So that has to be the foundation before we do anything. So make sure the prayer is in order. And then as the prayer develops, then ask him what it is that he wants. Some, again, may just be a very hidden life. Maybe it's being the mom and the grandma that God wants you to be, and he's not asking you to do anything beyond that. Maybe he's going to ask you something extraordinary. We don't know, and it doesn't matter. All that matters is that we know that what God wants of you is what's going to be the best for you. And so, in the meantime, we want to strive, as we heard in the first reading, for that unsullied life, for that life of a pure heart that's seeking the will of God, that is truly desirous of doing whatever it is that God wants, and to be able to glorify Him in whatever manner He chooses for us, because He knows what's the best for us. So bring it all to prayer. Work on getting rid of sin. Work on growing in virtue, because the clearer things are in your life, the more clearly you're going to be able to discern, to hear the word of God, to hear His voice speaking in the silence of your heart. If you can do that, then whenever it is, again, there's no timing on this. He could tell you tomorrow, He could tell you in 5 years, He could tell you in 50 years. We don't know when He's going to say what He wants you to do. So don't try and put a time limit on it. Don't try and tell Him what it's supposed to be. Just do what you know that He wants. The duties of your state in life, to be praying, to be growing in holiness, you know that He wants that already. Then if He wants something more than that, He will let you know when the time is right for it to happen. So in the meantime, just pray. And maybe you could be kind of like one of these young saints. Well, some of us aren't so young anymore. But maybe we can reach that point of an unsullied life where God will simply take us out so that we, having achieved that level of perfection, that holiness, will be able to go to heaven, where then we can do the greatest work of all, perfect prayer, perfect praise, perfect worship of Almighty God.